Louise's Blunder, written by Sarah R. Shaver and read for you by Jenny Hoops. 1. The following is an excerpt from the 1943 Guide to Hiring Women, published in the July 1943 issue of Mass Transportation magazine. It was written for male supervisors of women in the workforce during World War II. Pick young married women. They usually have more of a sense of responsibility than do their unmarried sisters. They're less likely to be flirtatious. They need the work or they wouldn't be doing it. They still have the pep and interest to work hard and to deal with the public efficiently. The GI ground his cigarette butt into the heap of decaying cherry tree blossoms. Just the color, a rotting baby girl pink, made him angry. What was he going to tell his children and grandchildren? That he spent the war guarding 3,000 lousy Jap bushes? If it were up to him, he'd have every one of them uprooted and burned in the biggest bonfire Washington, D.C. had ever seen. After Pearl Harbor, 4 of the cherry trees had been vandalized. Since then, on orders from the Great Father himself, regular Army soldiers had been stationed around the tidal basin to protect the remaining trees, which were now called Oriental trees, which didn't fool anyone. Imagine the U.S. Army guarding a grove of pink trees. It was embarrassing, that's what it was. He lied in his letters home, telling his dad that he was learning to operate an M3 light tank. If the old man found out the truth, he'd never hear the end of it. The soldier gazed out over the shimmering blue water of the tidal basin. He had to admit it was a pretty sight, especially on a soft May early morning like this one. The circle of cherry trees, now fully leafed out, framed the gleaming white marble of the new Jefferson Memorial to the south. If he turned and looked north, he'd see the Washington Monument standing tall, keeping watch over the district. And at midday, the grassy banks of the tidal basin would be crowded with pretty government girls eating their sandwiches. But he wasn't fighting the Nazis. Nightly, he prayed, silently so his bunkmates couldn't hear him, that when the United States invaded Europe, which had to happen someday, he'd be in the ranks of fighting men sent overseas. It was what he wanted more than...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?